escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Wow!
Who's winning? What is occurring?
She poops at parties.
Pete Lane Kiffin.
Oh, I know.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club,
what?
Baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
We were talking about Dave Matthews, because Buck played Ants Marching for Joey's second segment of radio broadcast tonight here
His
on the show.
Sexment?
Sexment.
Wow. I mean, Joey's handsome. I didn't know we were doing that. The sexment.
And somebody said, did you guys see that video of Dave Matthews breaking up a fight that was happening in the front of his stage?
No.
I just watched it.
Dave Matthews is breaking up fights?
Well, no, he did not break up a fight.
No offense, but Dave Matthews doesn't really seem like the breaking up fight kind of guy.
He was playing a song. This was in Montana. Just a couple, it was August 3rd, it said. He was playing a song. Somebody's filming it. And he stops and he goes, yo, bros, what are you guys doing? Two bros were up there bowing up.
It's like high tea bros. Come on, Montana guys.
And so he refused to play another note while they were in the building. So he had them. They were escorted out.
Yeah,
because they were fighting.
Yeah. I've had a kerfuffle or two at a show like that.
Everybody cheered.
Yeah, it happens.
He didn't want that. He told him to get the F out. He goes, I don't care if you came from Timbuktu to see this show. Yeah. I'm not playing another note while you two idiots are in here.
We're sending the bad people out.
We were at a Whiskey Myers show together once. Not together. We were at the same show, and the Whiskey Myers guys stopped the concert to kick some idiot out. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy was right.
Stop.
That guy was right in front of me.
Yeah. Because I was a little further back, but yeah, like the guy stopped the show and got like pissed at him. He was like a super fan that was yelling and climbing up, and he booted him.
So the guy, yeah. So we were sitting right next to the guy who was with that guy.
Yeah,
and he said he had had way too much to drink, which was obvious. But he was having a good time at the show. But he literally just right in, like, just out of the blue, walks past all of us and runs up to the stage.
Yep.
Tries to get on the stage.
The guy's like, nope.
And so then we were like, dude, we go to the guy next. I was like, what is that? He's like, he's had a lot to drink. And then he said he's like the biggest fan of this band.
Yeah.
And he just lost control. Had to run up there.
Yeah.
And he, yeah, he got booted.
Yeah, it happens. I said, I've
he seen, was housed.
Yeah. I am fascinated by the level, especially like that's a band you like. I was at the White Buffalo is a much smaller act, but he's one of my favorites. And we were watching the White Buffaloes a couple years ago in Portland. And I don't, maybe it was at, I think where that was at, maybe Wonder Ballroom, something like that. And we were right up against the stage, and he has a song called Bar in the Beer. It's an older White Buffalo song, but it's you know, it's a pretty popular one, but it's older. And there's this dude, it's same thing, we're like right against the stage, and he the entire show, every time there's a break in any music, he does this, Bar in the Beer! And just keeps yelling, Bar in the Beer. And Jake, who's the White Buffalo, is like, keeps telling the guys, like, dude, just, it's like, we'll get there, just take him, Bar in the Beer! And my man is just house, and his pants are like, keep falling down around his ankles. And at some point in the show, he decides, as the White Buffalo is playing, he reaches up and grabs the microphone.
Oh, no.
And we're just like, oh, my God. And so I reached up, and I grabbed him. I was right behind him, and I was like, I thought he was climbing on the stage. We're going to pull the mic down. And I pulled him down, like, and he kind of fell off the stage. And the dude's trying to get up, and he's just so pee drunk, and he's mad, and he's trying to swing, but he can't really stand up. So he just kind of kept nudging him down, just kind of like gave him like the poking him with a foot in the security game and drug him away. And the guy's girlfriend was like, I am so sorry, he is your biggest fan. Because the White Buffalo is like, stops the next song, he's like, man, that guy. And the poor girlfriend is like, he's your biggest fan. Like, this is,
he's wait, been, he's your biggest fan?
No, he was
the White Buffalo.
The White Buffalo. She's like, he's been waiting for this to see you for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
hell of a way of showing it.
Right?
Expired.
Like, how? I understand having some pops. I will never understand how you can get that drunk. Like, you've been waiting for that show. It's your favorite. You're in the front row, and you just decide, you know what? He's not. I'm just going to grab the mic. I'm going to grab the mic. I'm just going to grab the mic, and maybe then he'll hear me. As if, like, he had already acknowledged your drunken call out for the song. And, yeah, it was a hell of a thing. The girl was apologizing, asking not to kick him out, and they're like, "Yeah, he's
good. Oh, he's kicked out.
Yeah, you grab the mic, you're gonna leave."
So we have the mom text from Joey's mom.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's a delightful text.
It is.
It reads, "Wow, that's out of the blue." Now, again, just to reset this, our Harrington family sources, and they are inside moles.
Yes,
said that Joey's mom's favorite candy bar is the Big Hunk.
And yeah, it's just a terrible thing to have to live down that your mom's a fan of the Big Hunk.
It's a damning fact.
It is.
And so he texted her to see if that was true, and she said, "Wow, that's out of the blue. When I was a kid, it was the Mountain Bar by Brown and Haley. They made Almond Roca too. Now it's Ghirardelli 86% Intense Dark Chocolate Bar. Why do you ask? Seems like an odd question when you're having a golf weekend and BB with your buddies."
By the way, is that the most specific answer of all time?
Yes.
She even put in who
made it.
She gave you the childhood candy bar. Yeah, made by, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You got a
book
report, a history lesson. Is she a teacher? Like, amazing.
And then this, the Ghirardelli, but only the 86%.
The intense dark chocolate.
Yeah. God forbid we have 87 or 88. No, 86.
Dude, does Joey's mom answer every question with that kind of detail? Do we need to have a weekly bit where we ask Mrs. Joey's, Joey's mom?
Dude, that is a great idea. And do not tell him. Yeah. So what we can't do is let the cat out of the bag that it's a radio bit.
Yes.
Because that will change her answers.
We need
her to think
that
Joey is texting her some random question each Friday at 5:30.
Yes.
That's a great bit. We're going to do that. I want that.
Because if that's the most detailed response to just a random question that you could get.
Now I think we need our source to feed us more information, too.
Well, and I also think the source, are we
going to ignore the fact that the
source is
wrong?
And that's a very close source.
But how would the source come up with that opinion if it wasn't rooted in something?
Here's the thing, right? And I think this happens quite a bit. To say something is your favorite, like if you asked me what my favorite, if you asked my kids what my favorite candy bar was, chances are they're going to get a candy bar that I really like. Is it what I would say is my favorite? I'm not certain. You know, like, it, so this source may have seen the mom enjoying a big hunk. Maybe he or they have heard her proclaim her enjoyment of the big hunk. But actually, when you ask her what her favorite is, apparently it's this mountain bar and or the 86% Ghirardelli's dark chocolate, you know. But if you also notice, she did not include in that, oh, yeah, I like the big hunk, but I like these better.
Yeah, she didn't say anything about the big hunk.
Or is it possible that the mom is embarrassed that she likes a big hunk bar?
I don't know. It's a weird answer.
It is a weird answer. And nowhere in that answer was the big hunk stated. It was just kind of ignored. And I find that interesting. And I've never had a mountain bar, by the way, but someone here says the mountain bar is the S.
Never heard of it.
Nor have I. But apparently it's made by the same people that make Almond Roca. And let me say, the Almond Roca is delightful.
Is that what we have out
there? Yeah, that's Almond
Roca. In the back up there? Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
We have like a lifetime supply of those here in the office.
Basically.
Yeah.
We've gone through cashew Roca, peppermint Roca, yeah. Dark chocolate Roca.
We once had an entire closet of Celsius energy drinks and Almond Roca. And I think eventually the energy drinks went, but somehow the Roca remains.
They're still coming.
They're still coming.
They keep filling
baskets
it up.
Full. Yeah. Do we have a deal with them?
No. There was like a... At some point, we got some sort of promotional thing, and I think we got like 40 boxes of Almond Roca. And inside those boxes, there's like 1,000 pieces of Roca.
40,000 Almond Rocas?
You should see the razors that I have at my house. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stole some of those, too.
I took the two boxes.
You took both boxes?
Both boxes.
God.
Well, they said they were throwing them away. Remember, when we moved studios, they had all that stuff lined up in the trash pile. And they said, hey, McGinley, crazy as McGinley said, anyone that wants anything, take this, or it's going in the trash or it's going to Goodwill. And so I was leaving that night, and there were two giant boxes of, like, I don't know, they're like Bic.
They're Bics.
They're Bic, you know, whatever, like the 5 or 6 blade razors or whatever. And I use razors to shave my head. And I was like, are you going to throw these away? And I never used one before. And I was like, I don't know, I'll try one. So I took one. And I took it home that night, and I shaved my head with it, and I was like, oh, this is a pretty good razor. And I came back the next day, and those boxes were sitting there, and I went to Crazy Eyes and said, are these going to get thrown away? He goes, yeah. He's like, like, what do you, like, we're not donating. He's like, I don't know, they're going in the trash. So I took both of those boxes home, and we did the count when we got home, because it said how many are in the box. And I know you had taken some and some people, but roughly each one of those boxes contained 750 razors.
Oh, my God.
And I have two of them. So let's say, you know, people took a couple, you know, whatever. I had roughly probably 1,300 of those. And I use one. I use it maybe twice to shave my head. And then I just throw it in the trash and I get a brand new one.
Yeah, like NBA players that wear a new pair of shoes and
must
socks.
Must be nice.
Yeah. And I've been doing that now. When did we leave that building? Like,
oh, I don't, couple I don't years? Even know. When
three,
was that?
Well, it was before
COVID.
It was before I was full time with you guys. Yeah. So like it would have been 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
2020?
And I know at some point I'm gonna go out into my garage and be like, oh my God. Like
there's more.
No, like I'm gonna run out of them. But when I tell you that they are like I don't know how many I have left, but I think I probably still have like 1,000. They're just every time I'm done with them, I just go down to the garage and I grab like 10 more, go throw them underneath my
sink.
What
do you say you drop a few off for a fella?
Well, you don't shave.
Well, of course I shave. I shave my neck here. Oh. I shave my little facey.
Oh. Well, right how there. Many? Yeah.
Hey, come on, bring me some freaking razors, man. I didn't know you'd take the whole box.
Yeah, drop some off for a fella.
I didn't know you shaved.
Well, yeah.
I assume that was clippers.
No.
Oh.
I shave.
Yeah. Yeah, I shave my... I just... Because, you know...
Hey, those
are
expensive, man.
Yeah.
And by the way, I just got a text from another Odyssey/Intercom superstar.
Yeah.
You may remember... The name Tim Taylor?
I do remember Tim Taylor.
He's listening.
Mm-hmm.
He says he still has some of those razors.
Right? Like it's...
I should have taken the whole boxes.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm looking here. That is a... So it's a Bic 5. And it looks like the Bic 5 here, we're looking at about $8 to $9 for one of those.
And you have 1,000 of them?
Probably 1,000. Yes. Because if you've ever shaved your head, you know that the first sign of it going kind of dull, it can get a little bumpy. Like, it, there, you know, so a sharp razor makes the difference. And after two or three shaves, you can start to feel it like tug just a little bit. And in the past, I would just, you know, you power through that. No. The first sign, I go right in the trash and I go, I pull out a new one because I have 1,000 of them.
Well, don't they have the little strip that discolors?
Yeah.
And you can tell that
way,
too.
Oh, I never get to a discolored strip.
Yeah, that discolored strip is like after 20 shaves or something.
Yeah. No, dude. These.
You would think they would make that color like... You would think they would go the other way with it, kind of like Apple was with their batteries, you know?
Yeah.
Like make it, one shave, it's discolored, better get a new one, so they make you buy more, but they don't.
I go off of feel. But yes, I have an...
you can feel it.
I have an endless supply of razors, and I know one day, years from now, I'm going to go out to my garage, and it's going to be like a... It's going to be a shock when I look down and be like, oh my God.
I have to go buy a razor.
I have to buy a razor. I don't even know what I'll do with myself. Yes, if you're in the need of razors, I think I can spare one or two due to the 1,000 that I have.
You should hoard them all. You should give some to us.
They were being thrown away.
Well, I know, but you can't take all of them.
Well, what am I? They were.
You hand them out like Santa Claus.
But I think his point is anybody could have grabbed some and no one else did. So in his mind, he's the only one who wanted them.
I didn't take any until the day that Crazy Eyes McGinley said, these are being thrown away.
No, I know, but what I think I would have done...
I thought they were crappy razor blades.
Is that... No, they're actually not.
Yeah,
they're
I have no idea. Bad.
What I would have done is I would have gone around and said, hey, do you want any of these before I'm taking these? Yeah. But
I'll give you these for a buck each.
Well, but again...
I'll pay you $9,000 for them.
Multiple emails were sent out.
I'm just saying, I don't think I would have loaded up both boxes in my truck and just taken off.
I did.
But apparently you did.
Trash.
And it was weird because, like I said, I thought they were going to be garbage razors. And that's why I took like one or two home and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. And I went back and was like, hey, I wonder if any of those are left. And there's two giant boxes of them. So to the fine folks that make the Bic Flex 5.
Why did we have all those?
I have no idea. My guess is they were given to us for like the Roke, some sort of promotional thing that because of COVID, we probably never... You know, we used to send people out on like, you know, events and we would hand stuff out. But then COVID hit and those all stopped.
Remember when we couldn't touch the flag sticks?
Yes.
What a time.
It was an amazing time.
All right. Let's talk cocktails. Move over, fentanyl. That's next on The Fan. Well, there could be an undetectable poison lurking in your vacation cocktail, Jace.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
The next time you go on vacation...
What about when I'm just, like, drinking tonight? I have to... Is this a domestic thing, or...?
Well, I feel like Portland is as good a spot as any to be seeing this kind of thing.
Why does everyone have to ruin, great things like drugs and drinking? Can't you just let us be...
A Canadian woman is warning social media users after she lost her eyesight from sipping a stealthily toxic cocktail overseas. Mm. And she says she's one of the lucky ones. In December, 7 tourists were hospitalized in Fiji after drinking tainted booze at a luxury resort bar.
This is different. Remember, wasn't there some people in the Dominican Republic a couple years ago that were getting mysteriously sick and no one could figure out why? Like someone died?
Yeah, but they were just in their rooms.
Yeah, so this isn't... Did we ever find out what that was?
No.
No. So this, we know this is tainted booze.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so just a month earlier, 6 young travelers, including one American, died in Laos under similar circumstances. Each year, thousands are killed or sickened after unknowingly consuming alcoholic beverages laced with methanol.
We're putting what?
Methanol, that's right.
Huh.
It smells no different and it tastes no different from the alcohol that we typically drink. It's a clear, flammable liquid that smells almost identical to ethanol, its drinkable cousin, but it's highly toxic to humans. Just as little as 30 milliliters of it, or a shot, can kill you. 15 milliliters of it can make you go blind, have organ failure, liver damage, and even brain damage.
Can I ask why we're putting methanol in booze?
It's commonly used in household and industrial products such as gasoline, antifreeze, paint thinner, and windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah, when I hear methanol, I think like a lighter that you know, you some sort of fuel.
But on the black market, especially in developing countries, it is often dumped into bootleg alcohol to stretch supply and fatten profits. So it's basically fentanyl.
Wow.
That toxic mix is then sold to bars, hotels, and other establishments where it's served to unsuspecting patrons.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even drink in third world countries anymore, huh?
Dude, that's not good.
No, that's all kinds of bad. And you have no idea.
No idea.
And you wouldn't know it by taste, smell, nothing. You're just...
I mean, I would assume that's... Because they said luxury hotel bar.
Yeah.
I would assume that the really nice places may be able to start testing.
Gosh.
But I don't know about that either.
No, dude, that's...
Because there's a fentanyl test, right?
Yeah, I think...
You can test the...
I think most drugs now, there's like a little... I think the police like have them. And I think you can get them because it's Portland. I think they give them to the drug addicts, which I don't understand because they're trying to... take the drugs, but yeah, you can like check for, you can check for stuff. You shaking if it turns blue or something. Although I guess if you're a drug addict, you would want to check it because you just want to take meth or coke. You don't want to take fentanyl. So yeah, you can do it. So there's a boot, like, is there like a straw I stick in my drink? Cause I think they have roofie ones like that.
Do they?
For like, yeah, for like, you know, like the sorority, you know, gals in college. I think there's like a stick that you can put in your drink and it turns a color if it's if there's like chemicals in it.
Yeah, see, they'll come up with something for this too, but
that's kind of scary, man.
You gotta be careful out there.
Because I don't know about you, I do like to travel, and when I travel, it's sometimes those developing countries, and yeah, I drink when I go to those places.
Yeah, we're going to Mexico in January for the kids' wedding.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you're gonna have some beverages.
Well, yeah.
Or are you?
I think I'll stick to bottled beer and wine.
Maybe either that, or can you have like a someone that you don't like and give them the booze first and see if they're okay.
I'm blind.
Yeah, give it to Bob and see if Bob is still standing in a couple hours. And if so, then hey, we call it good.
Well, that's a crazy story, bro.
Yeah, it's no good, man. And that's some more fear-mongering for us out there going through developing countries.
Well, I think I don't know if that's fear-mongering. You should be aware of that.
Yeah.
That's something you should probably think about.
It is one of the downsides when you go to those places is rules and regulations don't necessarily fly in place. They've got bigger concerns than what's in their alcohol.
Hey, are you stressed?
Not really, but, you know.
Try a pacifier. That story's next, but first, Buck with Sports Center.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢ as a free True Rewards member. Pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, I was looking online. They do have methanol test kits, mm-hmm. so you can buy one and take it with you on your journeys.
Okay.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, they have them.
Yeah. When,
I mean, it's probably pretty safe, to, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I think it's kind of silly. Like, okay, so, like, if we're at a bar and we're drinking, having a good time, and I pull out a methanol test kit.
Are you the...
I mean, come on, I get how that looks.
Sure.
But... I look like that guy, but at the same time,
yeah.
Dude, there could be something in that cocktail that could kill you.
Exactly.
Why not just test it?
Yeah, and believe me, well, you're probably going to, like, a nice resort down in Mexico.
Yeah, but this one said
luxury resort.
Yeah,
right,
that's what
Fiji.
I mean.
Like, I've stayed many places that are off the beaten path in Mexico, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't feel one bit weird about pulling out a methanol stick or a kit, because dude, some of the places that I've drank in Mexico, I think methanol might be the best thing that could go in that. I mean, there's some roadside bars where, you know, sanitary conditions and God knows what's in there. It's the truth of the matter.
I also have at home methanol test.
Yeah.
You can do.
Okay.
Or you could do this in the bar. It might be a fun little party trick.
I'll do it later tonight. What do we got?
So, light your drink on fire.
Can I light my Wisconsin old fashioned on fire?
And if the flame is blue, it's ethanol. Which is fine.
Yeah.
If the flame is yellow, that means it's methanol. It contains methanol.
Okay, so I want...
You want blue flame.
Want blue.
You know how when they light, like, shots on fire,
yeah.
they're blue?
Yeah.
You, that's okay.
Yeah.
If you see yellow...
It's trouble.
When they light...
Hey, Nicholas, if you're listening to me right now, later tonight I'm going to need you to light that Wisconsin oldie. I'm going to need you to light that on fire because I don't trust your ass. The sort of fellow that would try to poison me.
By the way, we have some new drops, courtesy of our drop maestro over there.
Yeah, what do we got?
Ryan Buckley. Well, I was telling him during the break, when this show is dead and gone...
Mm-hmm. The drops will live on.
Which could be tomorrow.
It's possible. Well, I could die of ethanol, or I guess it'd be methanol poisoning,
yeah.
tonight.
Buck will have been a big part of our show, and no. he's had many contributions, but none finer
no.
than the Trump drops.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we would not have mined nearly no. the number of Trump drops.
No. Gold, Jerry. Gold.
Without Buck. And he has mined so many Trump drops that we now have a primetime Trump drops page.
I have concepts of a plan.
That includes some newbies
yeah.
like...
Somebody said skedaddle.
Oh, wait, that's not a new one. Hold on. Some newbies like...
Let's get the hell out of here.
No, that's not new.
Next three. Okay, these three are new.
Finally.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
So that's for pretty much any joke that we ever tell?
Pretty much.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
He was shocked that he was not...
Yeah.
They were not applauding.
He was talking about something they were doing, and it was just kind of a quiet room, and he stops, and he's miffed.
He wants credit, damn it.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
I like that. That will be used
That's
many
that
will be
Thank
used many times.
Much.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
And this luggity.
If they get a bad back, they die. God,
I can't wait.
For well, sports injuries?
Well, Matthew Stafford's dealing with one right
That's
now.
Right.
If they get a bad back, they die.
Perfect.
Hey, what happened to Soto? Ah, he's out with a sore back. Well, you know
if
what happens.
They get a bad back, they die.
And someone did bring up, and I did tell that story. When I was in St. Lucia, we were, it was 2 years ago, we were at a block party. And two things that the St. Lucians are very proud of, and that is their weed and their cocaine. And the dude was like, He was trying to like give us cocaine, and we were like, no, we're okay. And he was like, he was offended that we were turning down cocaine. And he thought we were turning down cocaine, not because we didn't want cocaine. We were turning down because he thought it was like, because in America, cocaine can be like dangerous. And he was offended, and he said that in America, we have garbage-ass yellow cocaine. He's like, look at this right here. Look at the purity of this. You think there's anything wrong with this? And he was offended, literally offended that someone would question the purity of his cocaine. So in that instance, you do have to be careful not to offend your, the natives. You take out a drug testing kit. It's not gonna.
Could be offensive.
It could be offensive to him.
Do you understand that?
I just love. No, it's all right, man. Why not? Look at this. Look at the purity of this. Look how white this is. I'm like, geez.
Yeah, I'm out. Sorry, buddy.
Well,
that's a big deal. Thank you very much.
He wouldn't have liked you. I just enjoyed that they took community pride.
All right, you little bitches.
You know, like some places are known for certain things. I like that those fine people down there were like, man, have you tried our cocaine?
I mean, just stupid.
Homegrown, man, just like how mom used to make it.
All right. Jordan says, man, I need to get to St. Lucia. The only thing cocaine is good for around here is frying chicken.
Bobby! Bye-bye! Bobby spent some time out in St. Lucia.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
All right. When the going gets tough, the tough pop in a pacifier. That story next on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Yeah, so our final story, final act of
the week.
What a week it was.
Mm-hmm. In case you're wondering, the Mets are losing again.
It's a dadgum mistake.
Yeah.
I've got a big story about pacifiers. You know, this is a thing in China, okay?
The Chinese are sucking on pacifiers?
Yes, they are.
China!
Soothing, comma, is it? I chew on straws. Is that...
What's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
One might ask.
Yeah.
That's the surprising stress-busting move thousands of young adults in China are making, swapping melatonin and meditation for an adult-sized binky. Once a niche quirk, the silicone soothers are supposedly now big business on Chinese e-commerce giants, where they're priced anywhere from a budget-friendly $1.40 U.S. to a luxury $70.
Yeah, $70.
$70 passy. What?
Now,
They're sold as sleep aids, stress relievers, even smoking cessation tools, and shoppers are gobbling them up.
I don't like rave, but why did the ravers? Isn't it? I thought it was like a drug thing. Why do the ravers suck on the beans?
I think that there's like a, there can be like a lockjaw component to either like ecstasy or Molly or whatever, and so it's common to kind of keep those muscles moving, I think.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I wasn't 100%
sure. Well, I tell you what, we just figured out who is the raver at the fan.
All right. Hey,
Buck knew all about that.
If they get a rave
back, they die.
And I did not have Buck on my rave bingo card.
I could see it, though. I bet you had a rave
back
phase.
In the day.
I've never been to a rave.
Turkish bathhouse. I've been to a rave, but I don't know if I actively participated in the rave. It was it wasn't for me. But I did see a lot of pacifiers. I didn't understand. I didn't know if they were like laced with something. I thought maybe that was what it is, like you dip the binky, but I like the lockjaw thing. That makes sense.
I guess you could.
But now this is like, so this is just a Chinese thing where we're just doing bits now.
This guy says, when I'm under pressure at work, I feel a sense of safety from childhood.
Oh my God. Is there no anything as like shame anymore or like pride? Nothing?
Well, the kids don't care.
The kids don't?
They don't care what you think.
We're just done with it. Okay.
There is a dentist who warns that if you sleep with a pacifier in your mouth, it can interfere with breathing, and in the worst case, there is a risk of suffocation.
Yeah, it would suck one down the old esophagus there.
The doctor also cautioned that prolonged use can mess with your bite, strain your jaw, and even disrupt sleep.
Well, I mean,
yeah, the pediatricians have told us, like, get them out of the kids' mouths by the age of 3, because then it'll affect their bite. The way they, like, push their tongue forward, it'll, like, make their teeth go out.
TikTok.
Yeah, that can be a problem, getting your kid to not use the binky, though, right?
Yeah, but if they continue to use it past when they should, and their teeth are, like, coming in stronger and developing, like, you're going to need orthodontia.
What even does the binky do for the kid?
Again, I think it's like soothing.
Well, it's in the name. It's a pacifier. Yeah, it pacifies the child.
Yeah.
But what's the science behind that? You just...
I don't know.
I mean, sucking on something?
I chew on things.
What?
You don't... I mean, you're a toothpick guy, right?
Yeah, I have toothpicks, straws. Like, I do have an oral fixation, as it were.
As do I.
But I don't know why.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't feel less stressed if I do it.
Is it like a stress ball? That same, that just the clicking, chewing gum? I don't know. I always, if I go to a bar, the first thing I do is take the cocktail straw out and I chew on it. And I just, I don't know. I always chew on a straw or a pen cap. And I've done it forever. Don't know why. But obviously there's some sort of subconscious thing to it where it's soothing. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
What if you showed up at a job interview with the binky?
Yeah, that's a rough...
How do you think that would go?
That's a rough look. Well, is there someone that would look odder than me with a binky? I mean, that doesn't...
I think everyone look odd with a binky if you're an adult.
Well, I mean, not really. There's people in Portland...
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
...that I wouldn't think twice about it. Like,
what
kids,
fan personality is best suited to have a binky?
I'm thinking Schultz.
Schultzy?
If I saw Schultzy with a binky, I don't think I would be...
Why?
I don't think I would be... I don't know. Like, he wears a headband. I could see that. I don't know.
He likes accessories?
Yeah. I don't know. I could just see him not caring and being like, what? I'm using my binky. I think Sprague, too. I think Sprague would lean into it and be like, I don't give a damn. We'd find out that it had some sort of, like, breathing benefits to it, and it would help his runs. I could see that. I could see him not caring and just being like, no, I don't. That's what I'm
helps
doing.
Me sleep. What?
Yeah, like what? It's like you take cold plunges, I suck on a binky. What?
The text line also saying the reason you see him at raves is it keeps people from grinding their teeth.
Oh, you grind the teeth when you're on
coca.
You're on the drugos.
Oh. Well, TikTok is sucking this up. Apparently, videos all over the place of Americans pacifying themselves, whether it be traffic, at work, or in the throes of burnout, it says here.
Yeah, again, I try to, like, you know, you assist or get out of the way. Man, whatever you need to get through life. You know, we all need a little anesthesia from time to time, but it is fascinating how it seemingly we are getting softer and softer by the day. Like,
one guy says it's an ADHD tip. ADHD.
The attention deficit, right?
Yeah. He says, he swears by an adult pacifier.
And another good point here, it says from our text line, since a pacifier is a proxy for the mother's breast, why aren't we just, you know, going to boobs to relieve stress for us?
Right.
I think that's right.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too...
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Don't we all, like, when you're laying in bed, like, you're getting ready to go to bed, don't we all do the stress ball?
What does that mean?
So, you when you make the spoons, you guys, you know, I'm assuming at night you guys cuddle up a little bit?
Sometimes.
Yeah, and you make the spoons, and the hands go around the patented Sukana can bra. I mean, that's the only proper way to cuddle, unless you want to go one high, one low, which, again, is an acceptable form.
Babe, is that foreplay? No, I'm just stressed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will literally have the BTJ ask me. She's like, are you trying something, or are you just... And I'm like, no, it's just what I'm...
No, I'm just relieving some stress. Yeah. Babe, don't you worry.
Yeah. You go... You either go with the patented hand bra, or you go underhand top, and then you can use the top hand goes south of the border. And it's just, it's a nice, you just hold. And it's a very nice, soothing, rhythmic, puts everyone to sleep. It's great. Same sort of thing. Stress relief. I assume that was, it sounds like I'm on an island here.
I think we're going to stop.
You are on an island.
I think we know those moves, but I'm not sure we go to sleep like that. Oh, yeah, I don't go to sleep like that.
Oh, yeah, it's a go-to. that's just a calming.
I do, I will, though, get kind of handsy.
Yeah.
I don't want to admit, but like I get handsy.
Yeah.
Pretty much at all hours. It's not a nighttime thing. It's I just like to grab my wife's boobs.
Yeah, they're fun, right? I mean,
she doesn't mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Take off your shirt and throw me. At least she doesn't say she
minds. She placates you, you know. I'm just telling you, at nighttime, when you're getting ready to go to bed, you're like, honey, let's make the spoons. Try a little one high, one low routine and don't do it. You just hold. Hold.
I'll show you my boots.
Hold. And I'm telling you, it's a delightful way to go to bed.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
And occasionally, you know, it leads to other stuff. You'll be like, oh. Because I'm going with my normal nighttime routine. And every now and then, a little spark at nights. And I'm like, ooh, added bonus. And if not, drift off to sleep with my
if
little
they
stress.
If they get a bad back, they die.
Exactly. Helps you keep a strong back. Well, right. I thought the hand bra was like a... I thought that was universal.
Hand bra is what the astronomer CEO had going on when he got caught by Coldplay. He was doing a double hand bra from behind.
Oh, you don't hand bra at concerts? Dude, the hand bra is like, that's a classic. I mean, that's apple pie and ice cream right there. Hand bra. On public, doing a little sway, hand start around the waist, migrate up, little hand bra action.
Somebody brings up a ring pop. What about the ring pop?
Yeah, same sort of stuff.
Because that's the same idea. But at least it tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah, why would you do a binky when you do a ring pop?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want the sugar.
Douse that thing in some brown water.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I like where we're going with that. I have whiskey toothpicks.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah. They're all right.
You know, they make lollipops with weed in them.
Okay. Yeah, why not just take some weed?
Have we just come up with a billion-dollar idea?
My brother will take a weed lollipop to a concert and just hang on to that thing most of the night.
The weed pacifier?
Oh. Yeah.
Done and done.
You want to be less stressed? Suck on this.
This will work. You can ask me. Never mind.
Yeah. Good filter.
Text line says Zook's cuddling sounds a lot like soaking.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Doesn't have to soak. You just, you know, it's a holding pattern. You hold up the outer market. Play a little tune in Tokyo if you know what I mean.
All right, everybody. That's enough.
Is it?
Yes.
Thank God.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will be back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
If they get a bad back, they die.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.